So some folks are going to get some free time on this Friday if the storm kept you away from the office or school. Movie Time Friday with Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway, and Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. They together are the Movie Date podcast. We decided we'd do something a little different this Friday. Welcome.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
So with our free time, we have the opportunity to actually see some films that are still in theaters that maybe, you know, we missed for one reason or another because the holidays are such a busy time. And, you know, what would you put on your list to get people ready for the awards season, which is quick upon us, movies that people could go see so they have a broader sense of what's actually up for consideration? Rafer?
I think my first choice would be Blue Jasmine, which you can still find in theaters. It's the Woody Allen film with Cate Blanchett as a woman, sort of a Ruth Madoff figure. She's, I think, going to be up for an Academy Award for sure, and I think she's got a very good shot at winning it.
You absolutely love this, I remember.
I loved this movie. I just thought it was a great tragicomedy, and Cate Blanchett is just fantastic in it.
And I remember Kristen hated it, but let's listen.
With wealth comes responsibilities. I wasn't just some mindless consumer like so many of my so-called friends. Though I won't say I dislike buying pretty clothes. Tip big, boys. Tip big because you get good service, and they count on tips. You know, someday, when you come into great wealth, you must remember to be generous.
Fallen Women and Money, that's a formula for Woody Allen. What else is on your list, Rafer?
I would also say Inside Llewyn Davis, the Coen Brothers film with Oscar Isaac as a struggling folk singer in the 1960s in Greenwich Village. I love this movie. I don't feel like it's been the next Oh Brother, Where Art Thou that everyone's been running to see, but I think it's really good, really great portrait of New York in the 60s. I think another movie that Kristen disliked, but one of my favorites.
And you also love the Spike Jones. Let's remind people of her.
How do you share your life with somebody?
Well, we grew up together. I mean, I used to read all of her writing, all through her master's and PhD. And she read every word I ever wrote. We were a big influence on each other. I still find myself having conversations with her in my mind.
So a movie starring Scarlett Johansson, but you don't get to see her. That's Joaquin Phoenix there in Her, a man falls in love with a computer software. Basically, Siri.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. People jokingly call this the Siri movie. It's the voice of Scarlett Johansson as an operating system. I loved this film. I have not been able to stop thinking about it since I saw it probably a couple months ago now. I think it's so fascinating. I think it's a whole new kind of science fiction movie. I loved it. I think it could be a dark horse contender at the Oscars as well.
All right, and just to, in full disclosure, Kristen hated the premise, hated the movie. What's on your list, Kristen?
I have better movies on my list. First of all, I have Philomena, starring Judy Dench and Steve Coogan.
Oh, we haven't talked about this at all.
No, we haven't. And I have to say, this movie is just a small, lovely, beautiful movie that's not getting a lot of buzz, and it should.
How do you feel about that, going to America with Martin?
I don't know.
I could come with you if you like.
No, you have your work. I'm only worried that Martian would have to go all that way with a daft old woman like me.
I don't think you're daft.
I'll go away with you.
Or old.
I think I would like to go. I'd like to know if Anthony ever thought of me. So I've thought of him every day.
You know, I'd watch Judi Dench read traffic signs.
Oh, she's fantastic in this. This is the story of a woman whose child was essentially taken from her and placed for adoption, sold to Americans. She goes in search of the son.
All right.
On
you
what
love.
Would be his 50th birthday. It's a great movie.
Philomena, number two for
Dallas,
you.
Dallas Buyers Club, absolutely. Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto in this movie, bringing AIDS drugs into the U.S. in the 1980s when they're hard to come by. It's fantastic.
And finally, let's start a fight.
The ice, Jace. She moves like a woman. I'm Walter. Mitty.
Cheryl, Melhoff.
Where have you been?
Testing the limits of the human spirit.
I'd like to climb your hair, test that out.
A radical restatement of The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Good idea?
Absolutely. Takes it to the next level.
Disastrous. I can't stand this film.
Things to do with your free time this weekend with Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer of the Movie Date podcast. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour.
There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.